Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Anderson County 4-H Program Manager Jeanette Steinbach. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
Got some more awards tonight to talk about. I'm always excited to hear how everybody's done in the awards.
Yes. Last Friday night, Anderson County had our annual Achievement Night dinner and celebration. At this event, we celebrated the talents and achievements of the previous 4-H year. We recognized 4-H members who turned in record books, officer's books, and who applied for various levels of achievement pins. We also recognized leaders and volunteers for their dedication to helping our 4-H members develop their talents. This year, we had approximately 75 youth and adults attend. We gave many awards Friday night, but I would like to mention just a few of the awards that were given out. One of those awards is the Key Award. It is one of the highest honors awarded to 4-H members across Kansas. Applicants must meet many requirements that highlight their leadership and involvement in 4-H. This year's winner was Hank Newton of the Cherry Mound 4-H Club. Congratulations, Hank. I also want to thank Frontier Farm Credit for sponsoring this award. Another type of award I would like to mention is our awards for members who prepared and turned in Project Record Report Forms, or PERFs for short. These youth set goals for their projects at the beginning of the 4-H year, work to meet those goals throughout the year, and then complete a written report near the end of the 4-H year. Volunteers come to our office to judge those books, and that determines our winners. We break it down into three age groups: junior, ages 7 to 9, intermediate, ages 10 to 13, and senior, ages 14 to 18. I would like to read the winners in those three age groups. In the junior division for the Beef Project, our winners were Kaysen Durand of Lucky 13 and Brett Gilbreth of Seekers Not Slackers. In the Building Block Engineering Project, Miles Ruckers of Lucky 13. Fiber Arts, Mary Ruckers, Lucky 13, and Miles Ruckers, Lucky 13. Foods and Nutrition, Nora Cubitt, Star Shooting, and Rhett Cubitt, Star Shooting. Meat Goat, Nora Cubitt, Star Shooting, and Lenny Elliott, Lucky 13. Horse, Oakley Frobos, Lucky 13. Horticulture, Nora Cubitt, Star Shooting, and Rhett Cubitt, Star Shooting. The Photography Project went to Lenny Elliott, Lucky 13, and Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. The Poultry Project, Mary Ruckers of Lucky 13. In the Rabbits Project, we had Rhett Cubitt of Star Shooting. The Sewing and Textiles winner was Nora Cubitt of Star Shooting. In the Swine Project, we had Kyler McDaniel, Lucky 13, and Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. The Visual Arts Project winners were Lenny Elliott, Lucky 13, and Nora Cubitt of Star Shooting. And the Woodworking winner in the Junior Vision was Brax Ruckers of Lucky 13. Good job, juniors. In our intermediate level for the Beef Project, Sawyer Stevenson, Lucky 13, and Hope Proct of Lucky 13 were the winners. Foods and Nutrition Project, the winner was Hope Proct, Lucky 13. In the Meat Goat Project, we had Braden Gillespie of Seekers Not Slackers and Mason Ruckers of Lucky 13. In Horticulture, Gwen Wheel, Lucky 13. Rabbits was Shelby O'Connor, Star Shooting. In the Sheep Project, Braden Gillespie of Seekers Not Slackers was the winner. Swine, the winner was Braden Gillespie, Seekers Not Slackers, and Mason Ruckers of Lucky 13. Visual Arts Project, Brinley Ruckers, Lucky 13. And the intermediate woodworking winner was Braxton Barnes of Lucky 13. And in the senior division for the Beef Project, Brody Barnes and Bristol Barnes of Lucky 13 were the winners. Foods and Nutrition winner was Bristol Barnes of Lucky 13 and Blaine King of Seekers Not Slackers. The Photography winner was Blaine King of Seekers Not Slackers. Self-Determined, Blaine King, Seekers Not Slackers. Swine Project was Avery Adams of Lucky 13. Visual Arts was Blaine King of Seekers Not Slackers. And the Woodworking winner in the senior division was Landon Schillig of Lucky 13. So congratulations to all of those winners of the Project Record Report Forms. Lastly, we gave a very special award to one of our volunteers. Gayla Corley has been a volunteer as a county and district geology project leader for 40 years. She also has served as the superintendent at our fair for both geology and horticulture all those years. She has guided many 4-H youth and offered her expertise selflessly. Anderson County greatly appreciates that, and we thank you, Gayla. Following our awards program, we played a quick get-to-know-you game and then finished the night with a dance. I would like to give a shout-out to Brian Mader, a 4-H parent who donated his DJ services. A great night was had by all, and we have some of the best talent right here in Anderson County.
Lovely to hear again. People get the recognition that they deserve. Coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.